The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Whale-watching trips are a big business on the West Coast. There's nothing quite like seeing a humpback whale breach.
Okay, there she blows, southeast of us.
But this whale wasn't on the West Coast. The humpbacks apparently figured the act was going so well, it was time to take it to New York City. More after this from Charlie. That viral snapshot of a whale breaching the surface with the Empire State Building in the background, the one that everybody thought was photoshopped at first, it was taken by this man, Artie Raslich.
Here comes this whale, straight up, stood there for a second, and I just rattled off a whole bunch of shots, and I got the shot.
Whales within sight of the Empire State Building. You don't think of New York Harbor as a nature preserve, but two generations spent cleaning up the waters off New York City have paid off.
It's totally unexpected. So when the whale surfaces and everyone sees it, it's just something remarkable that may go back to our roots as hunters.
Researcher Paul Cizuerda is part of a group called Gotham Whales. They've counted 52 sightings of humpback whales in and around New York City just this summer.
They're just like the old whalers, high on the boat, looking out, try to find a whale.
And on this particular day, 4 miles off New York City's Rockaway Beach, there it was, a 35-foot humpback coming up with such majesty just to catch his breath that the people watching had trouble catching theirs.
I think it's so cool that they just go up like that and then just go right back in.
I may be wrong, but I have a feeling that the reason the whale is coming up like that is that nothing energizes a performer like opening in Manhattan.
We think we're seeing more and more whales because of the return of the menhaden. Menhaden is their prey fish.
Or maybe it's the menhaden in Manhattan. You say menhaden, I say Manhattan. Either way, it's a heck of a show. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.